Scholastic Audio presents This is Our Place by Vitor Martins, translated by Larissa Elena, read by Andre Santana and Jay Osseng. I am a house. Not in the metaphorical sense, like my eyes are windows into my soul or something. I am literally a house. Brick, concrete, two bedrooms, living room, kitchen, bathroom, and garage. Wooden doors, built-in closets, rusty pipes that make the shower water smell funny, and an electrical system that hasn't been updated since the 1980s and always melts the fridge's plug and shocks people whenever they turn on the light switch in the small bedroom. That part's fun, the shock thing. I could have saved this reveal for the end, left you with your mouth wide open upon realizing that this whole time I was the one telling these stories. Number 8 Sunflower Street. But I'm not great at keeping secrets. And I like wondering how you're imagining me right now. Like those psychological tests where you draw a house to determine your personality type. If you draw a house with no ground around it, just floating on white paper, it's because you think your dad doesn't love you. If your house is yellow with a red roof, that means you have an irrational fear of clowns or spiders. Something like that. I'm not sure how those tests work because I'm not a psychiatrist. Like I said, I am a house. My story is nothing special. I was built in 1963 in a vacant lot on Sunflower Street in downtown Lagoa Pequena, a rural city in the state of São Paulo that rose to fame in the mid-1990s when it became the setting of a primetime soap opera. But no one gave much thought to this tiny place or its 28,000 residents after that. But I like it here so much that I never dreamed of moving. That was a joke. I can't move. I thought it best to explain since I don't know if everyone gets house humor. But I really do like it here. As far as I can tell, Sunflower Street is a great place. Lots of trees, dogs taking their owners for walks, and a sweet flower name that's infinitely better than other streets named after racist members of a monarchy that doesn't even exist anymore, or corrupt politicians who were so honored after they built a school and a clinic. Sunflower Street is an oasis in the middle of all that chaos. As far as I know, anyway. I barely have any time to visit other places. That was another house joke. The stories that happen inside me are way better than my own. And there are many of them, by the way. Being a house, I've had a lot of different people living under my roof. I'm sure that owned houses are jealous of rented houses. Imagine having to live forever with the same family, listening to the same stories, the same gossip about Aunt Sumara, who went through a midlife crisis and got herself a boyfriend 15 years her junior. Or Cousin Tadeu, who either is gay or finds a new best friend every 6.5 months. My stories go way beyond Sumara and Tadeu, both of whom have made perfectly acceptable life choices and do not deserve their cruel, gossipy family. I call them my stories because I'm possessive and because it works both ways. The residents call me my house, so I don't see any problem with calling their stories mine. They'll never know, anyway, because I'm very quiet. At least, I always have been. But now, I've decided to break my silence. You know when people say, "Oh, if these walls could talk." They do. Or, "Careful what you say, the walls are listening." They are. Or even, "Whoa, it's as if this house can read my thoughts." Fine, no one ever says that one. But I can. Not every thought, of course. Just the loud ones. The ones that scream in your head, desperate to pop out at any moment. It's impossible not to hear them. It's hard not to notice the details when they're happening inside me. So the next time a visitor comes over to your house and you say, "Come in, don't mind the mess." Remember, I mind. I mind the dishes you haven't washed in 6 days just because the weather turned and now the dirty coffee mug buried under plates is starting to grow mold. I mind the pile of laundry behind the door and the dust that is accumulating on the top shelf because you think no one will ever see it anyway. I mind the wine stain on the couch that you tried to hide under a quilt and the nail holes on the wall that you covered with toothpaste because you read online that it's cheaper than buying spackle. But I'm not as focused on the mess in me as I am on the mess in them. That's the mess I like to pay attention to. The confusing thoughts that keep them up at night. The tears that fall out of nowhere when an unexpected song starts playing. When they sing in the shower to forget all their troubles. The hours lost in front of a mirror making faces and asking, "What if this were really my face?" The catastrophic fights followed by apologetic kisses. That deep down, still taste of anger. I can feel all of it. I pay attention to all of it. And now it's my turn to speak. Metaphorically, of course. I can't speak. I am a house.